Watch, Democrats Champion Migrants, Dismiss Americans. By Neil Munro on September 22, 2023. The U.S. economy cannot survive or grow unless waves of migrants are hired for low-wage, low-productivity jobs, multiple Democrats declared Wednesday at a House hearing. One day without illegal immigrants, you don't eat, threatened Representative Delia Ramirez. Deal, who is the Chicago-born daughter of illegal immigrants. She continued. One day without immigrants, our economy collapses, Congress talks about how much they're costing us. Here's the thing. Work permits, immigration reform, and the adequate visa so that people don't have to come here illegally. These are all solutions that work to make this country the country of the American dream, the country of freedom, and the country of the future. The reality is that the foreign-born labor force is essential to economic growth, said Representative Robert Garcia, DCA, a Peruvian-born immigrant who was illegally brought to the United States by his parents. He continued, I know that we're talking about the financial costs of immigrants, and I think it's very clear that immigrants, refugees, and asylum seekers outperform American citizens, even today as it relates to business growth, GDP, and economic output. We should continue to be a nation built on immigrants because it's good for the American economy. Both Democrats spoke at a September 20 hearing where Representative Mark Green, RTN, and other GOP legislators spotlighted the huge and growing cost to taxpayers of President Joe Biden's pro-migrant policies. But some Republicans are focusing attention on the vast pocketbook cost of migration to ordinary Americans. Real wages for the working class have collapsed, thanks to the policies of the Biden administration. Representative Bob Good, RVA, said in a September 13 hearing about migration's damage to American wages. He continued. Under President Donald Trump, blue-collar real wages rose 5.6%. Under Biden, blue-collar real wages have fallen 2.1%. The decline of blue-collar wages is significantly affected by 7 million illegal aliens pouring across the border during this administration. The Democrat-backed inflow of young, desperate, and compliant migrants is already displacing many older, sicker, and alienated Americans throughout the low-wage consumer sector in a post-industrial economy. Nationally, 44 million U.S.-born working age, 16 to 64, men and women are not in the labor force, almost 10 million more than in 2000, according to Steve Camerota, the research director at the Center for Immigration Studies. He continued. In New York, the sidelined number is 2.5 million, focusing only on men of prime age, 25 to 54, who traditionally have the highest rates of work. Still shows a decline for the non-college U.S.-born from 96% in 1960 to just 83% this year. There has been a shocking decline, which is inconceivable to me, of the labor force participation rate among Americans, dropping from 77% to 70% in just 20 years. Representative Joe Wilson, RSC, told the wage hearing. In contrast, progressive Democrats want to blend Americans and foreign migrants, repeatedly praise migrants above Americans, ignore the importance of raising productivity, and urge greater hiring of low-wage migrants instead of high-wage Americans. We're not only a nation of immigrants, the immigrant population embodies the spirit of this country, Garcia claimed at the September 20 hearing. Refugees are about America and keeping the American economy, the American economic miracle, moving forward, Coria, claimed Representative Lou Coria, DCA, who spent his early years in a Spanish-speaking community in Los Angeles. He also urged the use of migrants to help businesses compete against low-wage countries. I've got a factory in my district. They make some kind of electric connectors. The guy just brought up a bunch of work from China to the U.S., creating jobs. When he told me that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, threw an audit at him and he had to let half his workforce go. Half his workforce gone means he can't comply with the U.S. contract. The reality is, and the data shows, that the jobs that migrants are looking to take are low-wage ones that Americans are not taking, said Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, who is one of the wealthiest representatives in Congress. He continued. Immigrants boost economic activity, promote innovation, And importantly, when given lawful work authorization, pay to hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes. So let's not play political games for electoral benefit. Let's get together and find some actual solutions. President Biden's deputies push the same message. Biden's acting labor secretary is Julie Su, is the child of Chinese migrants and a former advocate for illegal migrants. She told the Miami Herald, "We need all the talent that we have now for the jobs that are available." And so that's why the Biden administration and the Department of Labor are so focused on opportunity in all communities. Anti-immigrant policies are also anti-worker policies. Su's comments echoed Biden's prior labor secretary, Marty Walsh. "The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people," then Secretary Marty Walsh said in December 2022, adding, "Every business leader in America I speak to, every single one, says it's really important for us to figure out the immigration issue. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The federal migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The flood of labor also shrinks productivity, boosting investment in American workplaces and reduces beneficial trade with poor countries. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states in the United States by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because the population replacement allows elites and the establishment to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans." In many speeches, Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says he is building a mass migration system to deliver workers to wealthy employers and investors and equity to poor foreigners. "The nation's border laws are subordinate to elite opinion about the values of our country," Mayorkas claims. "Migration, and especially labor migration, is unpopular among swing voters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats,